Mire, córtalo. He's going to play Mridanga. Hare Krishna. First of all, I like to welcome you all for participating in this beautiful session of glorifying Lord Shiva. So we are going to chant Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna tera banachari Jamuna tera banachari Jamuna tera banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद शिल भयचरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीवीटी फाउंडर आचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गुरु वैष्णविंद की जय। हर हर महादेव शिव शंभु भगवान की जय। समवेत वैष्णविंद की जय। संडेल ऑफिस्ट की जय। निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। So first of all, I like to welcome you all to joining in the wedding party of Lord Shiva to Parvati. Today is the wedding anniversary. I forgot the year, but you can guess. Sometime in the millennium they got married. So during Srila Prabhupada's time, Achyutananda Prabhu actually made a tape, and Jayapataka Maharaj said that they were singing in Mayapur this upper two line. So it's a beautiful song. The whole song is composed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but this two line they used to sing. If you remember Achyutananda Prabhu's early days recording. So please repeat after me. It can be, I mean, we can sing together probably. Okay. ब्रह्मा बाले चातुर्मुखे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे महादेव पंचमुखे राम राम हरे हरे थ्री टाइम ब्रह्मा बाले चातुर्मुखे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे महादेव पंचमुखे राम राम हरे हरे वन मोर टाइम ब्रह्मा बाले चातुर्मुखे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे महादेव पंचमुखे राम राम हरे हरे So before I begin, you don't have to answer it, but in case if you ever had or going to face a bad habit, you know the word bad habit? I don't know, you never heard it probably, because devotees don't have bad habit. But if you ever do, and if you want to get out of the bad habit, this is a mantra proven by some devotee in Alachua. The whole gang, they were in drug and they got out after reciting this mantra, the second. It's very powerful. This is from Bhakti Ratnakar. So I'm going to read the translation and we're going to recite three times. And if you want, you can make a copy or you can ask me, I can send it to you. I offer my respectful obeisances to Gopishwar, who is Lord Shiva himself. He's very merciful. Removes all troubles and grants spiritual love in Vrindavan. So please fold your hand and recite after me. Srimad Gopisharam Bande Sankaram Karunamayam Sarva Klesha Haram Devam Vrindaranya Rati Pradam Srimad Gopisharam Bande Sankaram Karunamayam Sarvaklesa Haram Devam Brindaranarati Pradam. One more time. Srimad Gopisharam Bande Sankaram Karunamayam Sarvaklesha Haram Devam Brindaranarati Pradam. Jai Gopeshwar Mahadev Ki Jai. So everything I'm going to try to bring it out, what I heard from our Guru Parampara headed by Srila Prabhupada, and mostly Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada's commentary and purport. So this is the verse that every our Acharya, even Ishkan spiritual leaders, they praise to Lord Shiva this verse. And I hope you all... Oh, sorry, I didn't go there. This is the verse that we pray. And this is a very confidential verse, but it's not to the Ishkan devotees. For outsider, they don't know, so it is confidential in that sense. So we can also chant this. Would somebody like to read the translation loudly? Very good. This is by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one of our disciplic successor, in Sankalpa Kalpadrum 103. So we are going to recite also three times. This is a very special mantra. And especially today, from spiritual world, he can hear us. His expansion are here. The Rudra Dev is everywhere. But Gopeshwar Mahadev only is in Golok Vrindavan. But on this day, he hears the intimate devotee's prayers. So you can fold your hand, also praise this thing. Vrindavana Banipate Jaya Soma Soma Mole Sanaka Sanandana Sanatana Naradedda Gopishara Brajavilasi Jogangri Padme Prema Prajaccha Nirupadi Namo Namaste. Second time, Vrindavana Abanipate Jaya Soma Soma Mole Sanaka Sanandana Sanatana Naradedda Gopishara Braja Vilasi Jogangri Padme Prema Prajaccha Nirupadi Namo Namaste. Final. Vrindavana Abanipate Jaya Soma Soma Mole Sanaka Sanandana Sanatana Naradedda Gopishara Braja Vilasi Yoga Angri Padme Prema Prajaccha Nirupadi Namo Namaste. Would you like to read one more time the translation? Someone else? Thank you. So this is a brief explanation, because Shiva Tattva is one of the most complicated truth to be understood according to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said there are four truths, very difficult, like deity, how all omniscient, all absolute truth right here. This is very difficult. So, and then he gives a logic, and he said Rudra or Shiva Tattva is one of the most difficult, but it is possible because of our Acharya's merciful glance that they explain. So first of all, what I understood I'm going to express, and before that I need mercy from all of you, and especially headed by Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara, to join together we can beg mercy for them, from them. Om Ajnanati Mirandasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sya Padantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Deshutani Vancha kalpa taru vesha kripa sindhu bhaye vacha patitanam pavanebho vaishnavebho namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So first of all, this question I put together, what is the difference or relationship between Lord Shiva or Shivji, who is there apparently in the spiritual world, also in the marginal world, also in this material world? Are they all same or they are different? And when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, Chitraketu's pastime, where Chitraketu says that Lord Shiva has a material body, like us, we have a material body, or he has a spiritual body eternally in spiritual world, Satchidananda body. So these are the few discussions we are going to discuss. In order to understand this, I'm going to give you a little summary of what I understood first of all. Firstly, Lord Shiva does not exist only at one level. He exists at different level of reality. So there is one in spiritual world called Vishnu Tattva Shiva, or Ramapada Maharaj says he researched one time, he saw that in Golok Vrindavan is Gopeshwar Mahadev, and in Vaikuntha he is known as Sadashiva. And in marginal, between material and spiritual, there is Kailash Dham. There he is as Shankara. But we are not going to get disturbed by the name only. It is the personality and the post they are holding its importance. He is a personality, also he is a post, holding a big post in the material world. In the spiritual world he is a gatekeeper, but in the spiritual world he is the emperor. It's opposite. In Vedic culture, gatekeeper means like a low-class servant in Vedic culture. In Golok Vrindavan, he is a gatekeeper of Raslila. But he loves that position. But in the material world, he is the emperor of the decentralized material world. You know, decentralized, the word means you have your own idea, your own view, what you want to do. I have my own view. She has her own view. But in spiritual world, Prabhupada said, there was only one idea. How to please Krishna all the time, anywhere, everywhere, every way he wants. And in material world, you want to do your way, I want to do my way, so it's decentralized. And Shiva is appointed as the emperor of the decentralized world. So, the Sadashiva, according to Jiva Goswami in Brahma Sanghita, he explains this, that Sadashiva in the spiritual world, it is 1/4 in the spiritual world, 3/4 in the material world. The abode is eternal. There are his devotees who treat him not as a god but as a great devotee. Together they glorify Lord Vishnu eternally. That is the eternal abode as the border of the material and spiritual world. But it is eternal. That Shiva, greater than everyone else, all the other demigods, because the Shiva is eternal in a sense, he is omniscient. There are few demigods are omniscient, like Brahmaji, Jamaraj, and Shivji. But that omniscient does not mean they know everything. They know everything in the material world, not spiritual world. Krishna is omniscient because he knows both material and spiritual. But Brahmaji is more than other demigod in a sense that every day of Brahma there are 14 Manus, you all know. And each Manu ends, then Indra also finish. His Jamaraj also finish. Then his omnisciency he forget. He becomes one of us. Or maybe he will get spiritual world, I don't know. It's according to his devotional service. So their omnisciency, as long they are alive holding that post. Brahmaji also, he goes to sleep every day and then he dies, he wakes up in the morning. Then end of 100 years, he wipe out, everything gone. But for a Lord Shiva, there is no death. So his omnisciency is always there. He knows everything from beginning till end. So he is the greatest in that sense. Now within the material world, when we think of Lord Shiva, that came from the anger of Lord Brahma's eyebrow, middle of the eyebrow. That Shiva is different than the Shiva in Golok Vrindavan. In a sense, they are interconnected, but Shiva in Golok Vrindavan or Vaikuntha is Sachidananda, like Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva means they are eternally, independently complete and independent by themselves. Vishnu Tattva means they are completely independent all the time. Never comes in contact with Maya's influence or anything. But this Shiva, that comes out from the eyebrows, according to Prabhupada, many places I found, he is, can be under material nature, because he is absorbed in Maya so much that he, Prabhupada said, he can be called a product of Maya. It's like, wow, heavy word. And then I found repeated in another purport Prabhupada writes. So with that note, I'm going to talk about Vishnu Tattva Shiva, not so much, I already mentioned, but one example can be given that generally, I'm requesting all of you, please don't be judgmental or sentimental, remain transcendental as a devotee, always. Because 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita, when you read, and Prabhupada's purport also, it says this 23rd verse, antabattu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamedasham. Alpamedham means little brain. When you have a little intelligent, little brain, then you worship demigod. But then in the purport Prabhupada writes on 723, very interesting, he says, when somebody worship Lord Shiva to get Krishna's blessing, he has the highest intelligence. So you understand there's a very fine line. Not necessarily all demigod worshippers are little intelligent. In general, when they have their selfish interest, they want to have a separate enjoyment besides serving Lord, that is little intelligent. But when you pray to demigod for Krishna bhakti, to advance in Krishna consciousness, then you have a very high intelligence. So we can accommodate like that. Even the verse is alpa medasa. So in Shiva Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, sorry, you heard Advaita Acharya and you heard Sadashiva, the Shiva that drank the poison from the ocean that was devastating everything. These are Vishnu Tattva Shiva. So you can see the prayers that they are glorifying him, he is the Supreme Lord. It's appropriate because he's Vishnu Tattva. You follow? So when you put like this, then we don't have a confusion anymore. Gopeshwar Mahadev, Advaita Acharya. And I'm sure you all heard about Gopeshwar Mahadev's beautiful pastime, no? That how, not that, it says in Padma Puran very clearly that Lord Sri Krishna, when he desired to enjoy rasa dance, from left side, a most astonishing, irresistible, passionate love formed in a female body, most attractive appeared. She had two things, raga and dhavati. She will do anything to please the Lord. And she has the irresistible, passionate love. So these two, the sages, they took the first word of this, and that's how the originally Radha name came. Raga dhavati. So the Radha came. Then at that time from his right side, another personality came to accommodate this. That is the origin of Gopeshwar Mahadev, Sadashiva. And Gopeshwar Mahadev, of course, they do perform Leela in order to make it more tasty. Also to teach us. You all, I'm sure you heard about Gopeshwar Mahadev's beautiful pastimes. How Gopeshwar Mahadev was meditating, hearing these beautiful pastimes of Rasleela, and took shelter of a guru named Jogamaya. And Jogamaya, I'm giving a short version, and then Jogamaya blessed, the way you cannot enter, no man can enter in Rasleela, only female. So I'm very pleased with your meditation, now you have to take a female body. Said, I don't know how, so come here. So she pushed him. He was deep in a well, came out a beautiful form of girl. So the dance started, but it is not the form Krishna is dancing with. It is the inner love that he reciprocates. So what was the problem? That Shiva, Gopeshwar Mahadev, inner was not a female form of to please the Lord. So inside he was still a Shiva, but outside is a gopi form. So that's the form that they have. Of course, Krishna immediately detected. Of course, then everybody is thinking, even though they are billions in number, but they know each other. This is very mystical. In Golok Vrindavan, individuality is maintained by their 11 things. One of the things is the relationship, service, name, form. Just like if you go to some Indian festival, you'll see 10,000 Bengalis in Bangladesh, and you think like they all look same. How do they know who is who? No, that's for you maybe. But those who live there, they know who is who. They don't have that illusion. Similarly, in gopis, there are billions in number, but they figured it out, there is only one. Out of outcast, or you can say, like, don't match. Hey, where are you from? Who is your mother-in-law? Who is your father-in-law? Because these are the key point to us. Because they have a conception that they escape from the house to join Krishna in the middle of the night, hidingly, just to increase the rasa. It's not like hiding anything. They all belongs to Krishna. But Jogamaya creates. So at one point, Shiva did not plan for it. He didn't know. He has a female form, that form. But all these questions they are asking, he could not answer. So then the gopis, they are thinking, oh, maybe some demon came in this form. So they started slapping. You know, millions of billions of gopis slept. I don't know, maybe it's very difficult. So Shiva started crying. So then Jogamaya arrives there, and Jogamaya explained that, wait, that's the object of my affection, disciple. So then she revealed. So Krishna came to that point. Krishna says, okay, since you have so much desire, but you cannot participate, but you can watch from the gate. So since that moment, he is a gatekeeper. From that moment, his name is gatekeeper. So in other words, if you ever want to, of course, Adigartha Prabhu very kindly mentioned few times, the Srila Prabhupada quote, that I have come to this country to teach you how to dance so you can join with Krishna in Rasa Lila. So we all are qualified in that sense, Prabhupada mercy. So, but you cannot go there unless you have inside gopi's mood and outside both. Otherwise Shiva will catch you and throw you back. So be careful. Okay. Next, this is just because of the time, I'm just going to speed up. These are like some of the pastimes, also emphasizing the eternity involvement of Gopeshwar Mahadev and Sadashiva in Golok Vrindavan and Vaikuntha. So this is the verse we already prayed. You can see some of the Ishkan leaders, spiritual leaders, they also worship very nicely Gopeshwar Mahadev. Okay, this is one of the purport that Prabhupada put, 4.2476. Would somebody like to read loudly? Very good. So this is not a Rudra Tattva Shiva or Shambhu Tattva Shiva. This is what form of Shiva is that? Help me. Vishnu Tattva. You have to say Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva means, everybody understand? They are eternally, independently complete. But the Shiva in this world, the Rudra Tattva, is not complete independently. It depends on Krishna. But Vishnu Tattva means they are eternally, independently complete. So there's big difference. There, the Lord Shiva is speaking that if you, anybody recite, and Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport on that anybody recite this Rudra song, and some of our ISKCON center they do, I know in Vrindavan they do, then you can actually get the mercy of the Lord, guaranteed. So this is one of the beautiful purport Prabhupada writes. And sometime we misunderstand about that Lord Krishna with Rukmini Devi also worshipped Shiva. Lord Ram worshipped. Here is the photo I found. Yes, but this, if you are a traveler in South India, you can visit to Rameshwaram. But if you ask them, you may not get the true story. Go behind the wall and ask the head pujari to tell you the real story of the Rameshwaram. So Rameshwaram is a beautiful Shiva Lingam. To cross the bridge, to the ocean to Lanka, Lord Ram worshipped his devotee. Krishna loves worshipping his devotee. This is natural reciprocal. It's not that he needs their help, but loving exchange is like this, like a father to a daughter or a beloved to a lover, like that. Krishna loves. So Lord Ram was bathing Shiva Lingam. Then all the pujaris, they started saying, yes, Shiva is the Supreme Lord of Ram. Ram is his worshipper. So all the pujaris started making a song, dancing. Then all of a sudden, the demigods came in the sky and they said, no, no, stop it, stop it. They both are God. Shiva is God and Ram is also God. Then they look at the demigod. They know the demigod knows better. So they changed the song. They started singing, Ram is God, Shiva is God, something like that. Not in English, but in their Sanskrit language, something. So then they started singing. Then all of a sudden, the linga, if you look at very close, there is a crack. Shiva came out from the Shiva lingam. He said, stop, you all are fools. I'm not God, he is God. Ram Ishara Jasya. One whose God is Ram is Rameshara. And Ram was just watching the whole scenario. So Lord Shiva established his position as the eternal servant of Lord Ram. But there are some fanatics, they always will think other way. You may meet, hopefully you may not. And there are many quotes, because of the time, I won't be able to go, but you can note down if you need to understand, because it is a very beautiful understanding of Shiva Tattva, but it is a little confusing also. Okay, I'm going to, this is Shambhu Tattva Shiva. This is, I'll talk few minutes, because that's where we have an issue. We have an issue because the moment the soul misuses the free will, first thing you know, something happened to you. Misuse of free will got the allure attraction. Develop desire to enjoy the material nature. Now material nature, the earth, air, water, fire, ether, nobody is attracted. Can you imagine that? If I give you 1 kilo, I don't know, how do you measure the 1 kilo air? So what do I need air for? Or earth? Or fire? We are not attracted. But what Maya does, she mixes this. Create a beautiful girl in front of a boy and say, wow, she's so beautiful. And the boy and the girl will say, wow, he's so handsome. This is what illusion. It's the same material nature, but we're not attracted to the element. We are attracted to her created things. Apple. Wow, I like the apple. I'm hungry. But it's the same thing. Earth, air, water, fire, ether. She creates this. So this is where Maya plays the roles. But the soul is a conscious being, cannot enjoy this. So how does it happen? When he developed the desire, then Srila Prabhupada says very interestingly, the false ego is a product of Maya but found outside Maya, before you enter. You know, you have to dress before you enter. So there are 5 layer covers the soul, each soul. And I'm going to show very short the 5 layer. One of them is false ego. One of them is prithak abhiman. Prithak abhiman means not as a soul level, but in a conditional level, physical level or mental level, you can think, I can live without God. I mean, not as a devotee, but outside, some people think like this. The atheist and, you know, whatever, they are agnostic. I can live without God. Why not? How is possible, servant of Krishna? Because their consciousness altered. How it altered? Who is the enjoyer of material nature? Can somebody help me? Who is the enjoyer of material nature? Legitimate enjoyer. Lord Shiva. She is the husband of Maya. How much he can enjoy of Maya? Full capacity. That consciousness enter into our consciousness. And we start thinking, I can be the king of America. I can have 10 wives. I can have a big palace in Hawaii. How is possible a wonderful servant think like this? Because that Shiva consciousness entered. That's why our acharyas is not promoting big deal about Shiva worshipping. First you have to get rid of the Shiva Tattva Shiva's influence in our life. Then you come to Gopeshwar Mahadev worshipping. Otherwise it may be artificial. That's why Prabhupada never emphasized so much about it. But in his purport, that's all it is. The whole purport of Bhagavatam is nothing but this material Shiva consciousness. What is material Shiva consciousness? Prithagobhiman, mitta hankar. Prithagobhiman means I can live without God. I can do whatever I want. I am nobody's servant. I am all for me. This kind of materialistic view, where it's come from? Lord Shiva. It's not wrong. It's just that he is accommodating because Krishna wants the soul to experience separate existence how they want to. Anybody ever heard this, separate existence? Maybe you never, because you all are wonderful devotee. But if you go outside, you talk to them, they will talk like that. Can you be my servant? No, I'm not anybody's servant. That's how we feel. This is possible only because of this Maya Tattva Shiva or Rudra Tattva Shiva or Shambha Tattva Shiva. So how this happened, I'm going to give you, do you see Shiva in the middle? Oh yeah. There's the opposite current. Incurring current, outcurring current. Incurring current means that Shiva there is where he is situated, middle of material world and spiritual world. Opposite current means he is connected with both world. He has a natural inclination to serve Krishna. I am a servant of Krishna. At the same time, he is also has, I am the master of my own world. And he will fight against God. In Banasura's story, you read in Krishna book, you will see Prabhupada that Banasura, to support Banasura, Shiva was fighting against Krishna. How is possible a servant fight against? Because he is connected with both worlds. Where the misconceived are eternally connected with proper conception. I am a servant of God. I am servant of none. I am on my own. These two together, where proper conception, improper conception meets, that is called Shiva. Everybody understand that? Where illegal soul's illegal function and legal function both meets together. I am a servant of God, I am servant of no one. They meet together. Whenever these two consciousness meet together, this is called Shiva consciousness. When we talk about Gopeshwar Mahadev, there's difference. That is a servant of Krishna. So this Shiva has both sides. Now, you can cross by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you can go to that realm. But to cross that border, everybody understand border, right? Border means no man's land. Mexico, Tijuana and San Diego border. I remember we went to a few times with Mukunda Maharaj and Jayadutta Maharaj to do program in Tijuana. And in the border there is you have to get the visa. You cannot live there long time. You have to either go this side or that side. No man's land. That's Shiva's. No man's land means Shiva's place. This is what Shiva conception we should meditate on, that how to cross that. Then Gopeshwar Mahadev comes. So this side is service attitude, this side is exploitation. But both eternally exist. Shiva is eternally connected with illusion. There is no question even for a moment that he is out of it. Eternally connected also with Krishna. This is difficult. How the opposite exists simultaneously. That's why he is a special character. Now, we can chant and be serious and try to get out of the material nature. We can come. Even within this body, from Alachua, you can transmit slowly through your bhajan sadhana, and you will come and you will get stuck there. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, if you have a two component with you, equipped with you, you can cross that border, otherwise not possible. They will fall back to material enjoyment. You will see the devotee goes up, comes back, takes few life maybe. They may make it this life, but it's not that easy. What are the two things? Would somebody like to guess? If you are equipped with two things, you can cross that border and go to spiritual world, otherwise you will be stuck there. And that border is never permanent place. You will fall back here. No. Subordination, yes. If somebody asks you, what is your name, Prabhu? No, you have to change it. My name is Abhigyan Das, follower of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. That identity will save you. If you just say, I am Abhigyan Das, I am so and so, you are not going to cross that border. I am a servant of my Guru. That identity can let you. And one more. What one more can it be? Anybody would like to guess? Tremendous attraction to serve the Lord. Service attitude and under guidance. If you have these two, you can cross that border, otherwise almost impossible. I mean, you can stay there still, it's a long time. So let's go to the next. And these are the verses that backing this opinion. You can read Jiva Goswami's commentary on that verse. Sri Ram Jatadadi Vikara Vishesha Yogat. So here the acid that made milk to the curd. So what is the acid application here? Four things. So Satchidananda Gopeshwar Mahadev, Sadashiva, they are Vishnu Tattva. But this Sambhutattva Shiva, the middle, he is not a Vishnu Tattva Shiva. He is a mix of four. It's a technical, you don't have to remember, but I'll just say it if you want to, if you are interested. I'm interested in technical sometime. Because we should thrive to associate with those devotees what we are oriented with. Some devotees are oriented with emotion or philosophical or technical. Whatever you are oriented, find that kind of senior devotee, associate with them. You will advance very quick. Because every devotee is unique. And we have many senior devotees in our movement. We are fortunate. So here, this acid is composed by Jiva Goswami said four things. One is the minuteness of marginal potency, slightest degree of inertia, and slightest degree of sambit, cognizant, slightest degree of pleasure potency. These four, what causes that Sambhutattva Shiva manifest. Now we are Jiva, energy, Krishna is Satchidananda, we are also at soul level Satchidananda. But Sambhutattva is not like that. He is mixed with these four. You follow? Okay. So there are more purport. This is one of the most famous purport. You can see highlighted area. Can you read that highlight, Prabhu? Just the highlight on the purport.
But because he accepts Maya's association, especially the quality of ignorance, he is not free from Maya's influence.
Very good.
Consequently, Lord Shiva has to be considered product of Maya.
That's a heavy statement, isn't it? He's a Maya product. Shiva is made by Maya. Yeah, that's what Prabhupada said. I mean, in that sense. So that's why there is a proper conception, then there is a misconception. Let's see. Okay, here is Pran Govinda Das in the middle, wondering which way to go. This has happened to every devotee. Before they cross this border, this happened guaranteed. You have to learn how to cross that border in order to enter into the domain of spiritual world. Oh, so more than 6 o'clock. Okay, I'm sorry I could not make it because I'm going to go to the, because of the time, I'm just going to tell you a little story. The association of devotee is so powerful. You can turn it off, Prabhu, if you want, because it's too long slides. One beautiful pastime, there are few pastimes I mentioned last few days, but today I'll tell you another pastime. Beautiful. There was a devotee, there was a poor man who became blind and his wife was blind. And they had one son. This son could never have a wonderful childhood life. You know why? Because parents are blind. He has to beg alms for them, cook for them, feed them, go to school. He had no time to play ever. So he's always wondering, like, is there a way to get out of this poverty? Is there a way to remove the eye problem for my parents? So he's like dwelling and he's also thinking. One day he came to a point where in the school he met this girl, rich man's daughter. And he instantly fell in love. Now he is thinking like, there is no way I can ever marry her because I'm coming from a poor family. The rich man's daughter will never marry me, but I would like to marry. So his desire developing, but his capability is limiting. So one day he was roaming around and he saw some people are doing Shiva Puja, Shivaratri, just like we are doing, discussion and Abhishek outside. So they were doing it, so he came nearby and they said, anything you want, if you can please Shiva, he can be easily pleased, you can get it. I was thinking, wow, how do I do it? So they gave him a formula. So then he met also Hare Krishna people on the road. Hare Krishna people says, hey, you look happy, what happened? You are a little, before little morose, today you are happy. He said, I'm going to do Shiva Puja. So we're going to tell you how to do puja. He said, you will? He said, yes. So the devotee taught them that worship Gopeshwar Mahadev. And when Lord appear, you ask. So now, see if you can catch this. He needs three things. He wants to get out of his poverty. He wants his parents' eyesight come back. He also wants to marry the rich man's daughter. So then Lord Shiva, after he did the puja, Lord Shiva appeared. Lord Shiva, as soon he appeared, he says, before you ask any boon, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to give you only one boon, not two or three, just one. Means he already knew. So because he trusted the Hare Krishna devotees, he told the Lord Shiva, can I ask the boon tomorrow instead of today? Because he knew the Hare Krishna people are very smart. So Lord Shiva said, okay, tomorrow. So he went to temple and he spoke to the devotee and the devotee told him, oh, okay, at least you got the guarantee, one boon. Okay, you asked for that one boon. Now what are the three things he needed? Who remembers?
He has to come out of the poverty.
Poverty, out of poverty.
He needs to restore eyesight to his parents.
Eyesight, good. And the third? Married to the rich man's daughter. Very good. So if you can catch it. So devotees are very smart. So they taught him. Okay, no problem. So he did puja in the morning next day. Shiva appeared. Are you ready for one boon? Said, yes. I want to see my parents, see their grandchildren eating on a golden plate in a palace. Did he cover all? And Lord Shiva says, how did you come up with that? He said, Hare Krishna devotees. You hang around with them, I'll give you another boon. So this is the beauty of devotee association. We can please Shiva, and he is more pleased. Prabhupada writes fourth canto, that when one actually worship Krishna, Lord Shiva says, I am more pleased. They don't need my blessing. They have all my blessing automatically when you become devotee. So with that note, I'll end here. If anybody have a reflection or something, further discussion. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. So, you said that the Rudra Gita was spoken by Sadashiva, but then why is it called Rudra Gita? Because Rudra is a form of Lord Shiva in the material world, coming out of...
You cannot take the word like this. They are all interconnected. When you go in front of a Shiva Lingam or a deity, your conception, your understanding, your prayers, the Lord will communicate, whether it is a Gopeshwar Mahadev or Sadashiva or Sambhutatta, according to your submission, according to your understanding, they will reciprocate. If you are going for material, Rudradev will be there. But Rudragit, because in that lake where Prachata were there, it was popularly well known. And that song is very powerful. Maybe you can sing sometime. That's very powerful. Prabhupada says very nice. Thank you.
So, my understanding is that for the Prachetas, it is not the Rudra giving this, it is like Sadashiva giving this. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
He composed that whole song. Thank you. Any other? No? Question? No reflection? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavan Mahadev ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Govinda. Govinda, Govinda.